Chapter 3. A Different Singer. After Nashville, Taylor was sad. "How can I be different from the other singers?" she asked. One day, she found an old guitar at home. Taylor began guitar lessons. She played the guitar every day, and she started writing songs. Now Taylor could sing and play the guitar. Taylor with a guitar. Taylor was now a singer and a guitar player. At 14 years old, Taylor got her first manager, Dan Dimtro. Dan saw Taylor play and liked her songs. One day, Taylor went to Nashville with Dan, and she sang her songs for some music companies. RCA, one of the big music companies, loved Taylor. They gave her an artist's development deal. This deal helped Taylor with her singing and songwriting. Dan Dimtro. RCA's office in Nashville. Taylor's parents were happy about the artist's development deal. "Let's all move to Nashville," they said. "Yes, please," said Taylor. Taylor's father moved his work to Nashville, and the family moved to Hendersonville, Tennessee, near Nashville. In Nashville, Taylor wrote new songs with a songwriter, Liz Rose. Taylor wrote beautiful songs about her life, her friends, boyfriends, family, and school. Hendersonville, Tennessee. Liz Rose. Now Taylor had lots of country music songs. "Please, can I make a CD now?" Taylor asked RCA. "No," they said. "You are too young, and you are not ready." Taylor was very sad. "But I am ready," she said. Taylor stopped her artist's development deal with RCA. Then Taylor played at the Bluebird Cafe, a famous music place in Nashville. A music manager, Scott Borchetta, saw Taylor there. He loved Taylor's singing and her songs. Scott gave Taylor a record deal with his new music company, Big Machine Records. Taylor at 15. The Bluebird Cafe. Scott Borchetta.